got enough firewood, got as much as you can carry in both your arms. You say you had a
load. A turn.
Huh?
A turn.
Okay. And what would you call the amount of corn that you take to the mill to be ground?
A bushel.
Or?
A bushel.
Or if you didn't know exactly how much it was, would you ever call that a turn of corn?
That's what I'd call it, a turn.
What do you mean by turn? How much would that be?
I don't know how much it would be, but I'd call it a turn.
And when you carry the washout, the hanging on the line, you carry it out in a closed
basket.
Okay. And if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up so it wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a
stopper.
And that'd be made out of what did they used to be made out of? The stoppers.
Corn cobs, and I have used corn cobs and cork stoppers and all.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that people play. It goes like this.
So much.
A musical instrument that you play like this.
Harp.
Okay. What about the one like this?
Jew's harp.
Okay. And find out a wagon. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
The shaft.
How's the shaft?
It goes up between the horses.
Uh-huh.
It goes up between the horses and it hitches the trace chains to it.
Uh-huh. What if you have a horse pulling a buggy? You have to back him up between the
shays.
Uh-huh. You call it a shaft even if there's a wagon and two horses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
Uh-huh. What about tongue? Did you ever call it a tongue?
Yeah.
Or pole?
Wagon tongue, I'd call it.
And part about the wheels on the wagon, the wheels, the thing that runs and holds the wheels in place is called the... That holds the wheels together. Less than one wheel to the other is called the...
I know what you're talking about, but I can't call it now. Still can't, but I know. I just can't call the name of it, but
well,
I know what...
You have that in the car, too. It's from one wheel
to the other one.
You call that the...
Yeah.
Call it the X or the...
Axle, yeah, sure.
What's that?
The axle.
Okay. And talking about the parts of the wheel, starting on the inside, you'd have the hub, and then the spokes that come out of the hub, and they fit into the...
The spokes and the hubs. They fit into the axle, don't they?
Well, I mean, going outward, you have the hub, then the spokes come out, and they fit in the
wheel.
Mm-hmm. What part of the wheel touches the ground?
The orange part.
Mm-hmm. What's that called?
I know, but I just can't think to call it.
Is one part called the rim or the tire?
Yeah, sure do. The rim and the tire.
Well, now what's the rim and the tire?
That's the hard part. It hits on the ground. Ain't it?
Well, what did you call it? Is that what you called it?
The wheel, the rim.
That's what you used to call it?
That's what we used to call it.